You're listening to the Exploration Films Podcast, a deep dive into films from around the world, conversations with producers, directors, and actors, where they discuss the behind-the-scenes stories of filmmaking and also reflect on their motivations and their worldview as storytellers. Hosted by Renaissance man, sage, and thinker, Carl Moeller.
Well, I am really privileged to bring on the podcast my boss, Steve Greisen of Exploration Films. And Steve, you know, you're so much a part of everything that has become Exploration Films and the entire distribution of really quality films and everything like that. But Steve, I would say, you know, most of us, you know, while we are really enjoying a lot of these films and seeing them, haven't really come around to maybe why do a podcast about these films. I mean, when you're doing films, I don't think the first thing in your head is, hey, we should do a podcast about this. But what's your thought behind doing the podcast for Exploration Films?
Yeah, I agree with you. So, you know, what's interesting for me, I think, is that behind every film is a journey. And I've been on multiple journeys. I've produced so many different projects. And then we started working with all these filmmakers because we manage rights on about 400 plus films. And we have films coming in the door all the time. And we're meeting some of the most interesting and fascinating people. So I think the part that I thought would just be fantastic about the Exploration Films podcast is to hear from these creators. Most of them are very intelligent, very interesting, very out-of-the-box people. And to me, they're all a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, well, these podcasts could be just compelling because people will get the backstory they're never going to get when they watch the film, but it's going to connect them to the film in a deeper way, or it's going to introduce the film to them because they heard the person and got to know the guest on the podcast. So that's kind of my dream for this podcast, that it continue to be a place that we hear from creatives. And that comes out because we all have a lot to learn from each other. But these guys are specifically creating a diet that many of us are digesting. And, you know, who's the chef? You know, I want to meet the chef.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of really interesting people on the podcast, and you know, we've had a chance to interact with them. And it's like you said, there's a journey there, and there's a story behind the story. I mean, in every one of those things. What are some of the most interesting stories behind the stories for just some of these? I mean, you've done so many of these rights and so many of these things.
We had so many. We ended up I was doing a film with a guy, and a friend of mine was on the trip with me. And I've been arrested in more countries than you can believe. And so this guy had a picture in his house, and he was going to come along. He had a picture in his house of him shaking hands with the president. And I said, can I make a copy of that picture? So I have this sort of arsenal of things in my bag because being an international guy.
You may need a picture.
I don't know. I mean, it's just I work with my local senator. He's written me letters. I have people that, you know, if I get in sticky situations, I want options, right? And being a third world kid growing up in Asia, this was something that I'd learned. So we end up doing this project. We're in Ethiopia. We're leaving a very remote airport, and I'm overdoing something, and one of the guys comes over and goes, Steve, you got to help, because the guy at the airport – let me just – when I say airport, this is a shack that's been shot up with 50 cal. They're ringing a bell to get the camels off the runway. This is not an international airport, okay? And they go, the guy that runs the airport has detained everybody and taken all their passports away. And we had a couple of doctors with us, which we a lot of times will take when we're doing these really difficult third world situations because medicine wins friends. And so this guy claimed that we had been practicing medicine without a license when we'd been bringing medical relief and all kinds of good things to these people. But, you know, he'd taken everybody's passport. We're not going to be able to leave. So I know how this game's played. I grew up in the third world. So what's behind this is, for those that aren't familiar, would be – this guy's now making a claim, and he's saying, I have more power over you than you have over me. And the solution to that is you're going to give me money, and then I'm going to thank you, or you're going to go on your merry way. The only other option I had was to have more power over him than he had over me.
Right.
So I walked up to him, and I said, sir, I said, I understand you've taken these men's passports away. And I pulled out a notepad and a pen, and I'm drawing Mickey Mouse, but I'm saying, what is your name? And I'm writing down his name, supposedly. You know. And I said, and so so, and you're in charge of this? Yes, yes, yes. And I said, do you have any idea who this group of people are? I said, do you see that man over there? And I pulled out the picture of that man shaking hands with the U.S. president. And I said, this is a very important American delegation. And, sir, you are in the way.
Oh, my.
And, I mean, the passports got passed came out back right
again.
Away. He wished us
Please
well.
Please take my name.
And we went
sure,
on our way.
Give my best wishes to the president.
That's it.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, crazy stuff awesome. Like that. Another time we were in India. Yeah. We were shooting a project. And we were documenting this story up in northern India where all of these Christians were getting killed by radicals. And so they would be having their baptisms at night. And somebody wanted this story to get out. Nobody would go. But I'm going, we'll go. So we're used to going to the difficult, dangerous areas of the world, feel fairly comfortable and all that. So we end up in a situation where we've got on our trip with us, at the time, Clinton was the president. So we had his ambassador for AIDS traveling with us. It was a very nice man. And then we had medical doctors with us and then my crew doing its work. And we ended up going to this meeting where all of these sort of Christians were going to gather in this mountainous location for prayer and teaching. And they would be taught. People had come for days into this area. They had pulled all of the appropriate permits. They had gone through all of the authorities and done everything perfect. So we went to visit the mayor that morning, who we since learned was a corrupt man, and we brought a medical doctor, Clinton's ambassador. We had this formal meeting, and I said, we're going to film the meeting. So we rolled camera on the whole thing, and then we got in vehicles and went up to this mountain location where thousands of people were waiting to learn that while we were meeting, they had dispatched the police with clubs to beat this big crowd. And they had beaten this crowd and they had fled into the hillside. Mm-hmm. So when we arrive in this sort of big minivan and get out, a bunch of white guys, we looked like sort of the hope, right?
Yeah.
White guys have shown up and they're going to fix this in some way. So they end up coming back down out of the hills. And then the crowd then gets emboldened because the police have abused them so badly. And by the way, in India, they can be very brutal.
Yeah.
So this conflict was still stirring. And at one point, the crowd begins to pick up rocks and begins to throw them at the police.
Wow.
Now we're running
between the
police and the people and saying, stop, you know, this can't happen. Well, the police crawl back in their vehicles. The little slits in their vehicles open and out come guns and they start firing on this crowd right in front of us.
Wow.
And, you know, we're stunned. We're in the middle of sort of lawlessness.
Wow.
One young pastor, probably 27 years old, was over 100 yards away going the opposite way. He was shot through the femur. And they brought him over. He was bleeding profusely and dropped him down in front of our people. And they said, see what you've done? And we said, we didn't do this. You did this. And we had a doctor who, this was his 32nd medical missions trip to India, who got up three times to try to minister to this kid. They stuck the baton in his stomach and pushed him back down in the seat and wouldn't let him touch him. And he laid there for 2 hours and bled to death right in front of us.
Tragic.
So, you know, you get in these terrible situations sometimes, but this is stuff that we go out and capture and bring back. And, you know, some of it's sad and some of it's inspiring, but it's the world we live in.
Yeah, it is the world we live in. And in so many of the stories, that's why a podcast is so critical, because you can't unpack all of that in the actual story. I'm sure
not at all.
A lot of that stuff is either left on the editing floor or just by nature of the type of story and the type of journey that you're trying to tell. And then, you know, we have so many other great films in exploration films.
Oh.
Some really great narrative stories as well, like heartwarming stories as
features,
well. Feature films that are just great.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, my whole thing is I love these films that sort of reflect our values as believers. And they don't have to be preaching about anything. They just need to reflect truth and great stories. And, you know, conflicts, struggles, brokenness, all of these things are major themes that are in our world. And so the right kind of movie, you know, our purpose at Exploration Films was to say, let's do stuff that's uplifting. The culture is full of darkness and depressive and all that. Let's take films and documentaries to them that will make them reach further, dig deeper, live better,
yes,
be more inspired, connect with God, connect with their families, and all of that. And so the podcast is a way to meet some of these creators, I think, and really get to engage with them. And so I'm excited about down the road as we get to do more and more of these. I'm telling you, we will have an amazing list of guests.
It's been so exciting to get to meet some of these folks behind the story. And Exploration Films, how'd you get that name? What where did that come?
You know, obviously, I was early in the domain search world, and because that would never be available today. But, you know, the background for us was the first – I was a gun for hire originally, doing production work for other companies. And when we were a production company, we were going to all these places in the world. We were the sort of the guys that you would hire when you couldn't find – you have to have a certain sort of international experience to get in and out of the world. And
there's
a lot of things you need to know that sort of the run-of-the-mill sort of production company would not be up to speed. And so we were sort of these specialty guys that could go into these troubled areas of the world and bring out the story. So as well as my background growing up in Asia, you know, and during that time we were doing client work, we shot projects in 45 countries.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been to 72 countries. So for me, the whole principle behind Exploration Films was we will go wherever we have to go in the world to bring you a story. If it's a great story. And literally we've done that. We've gathered them from all parts of the globe. And so, you know, and I think the exploration part everybody can identify with as well, because the question we're going to then pose is, are you going to explore life? Are you going to explore the deep truths of life? Are you going to explore the spiritual side of your life or the family side of your life or the intellectual side of the life? How are you going to continue to grow and explore as a person? And we want to be sort of the cheerleaders that bring that along and encourage you in that journey.
I love it. It's so much fun. It's so rewarding for me to be a part of this podcast and to be able to engage some of the great talent, great producers, great actors, the storytellers that you're saying, and the culture shapers for providing something that's uplifting and positive. And I just look forward to, as you said, many, many more of these folks getting known by people in the larger audience. It's an exciting thing that we're doing. And I just commend you for having the idea to do, first of all, the films, the exploration films, the distribution, and this podcast. It's really great. Thanks,
Steve.
We're
glad you're a part of it, too.
Oh, thanks. It's my privilege and pleasure.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We at Exploration Films understand you could be listening to any other podcast out there, but you chose to invest your time with us. We thank you. Please let us know what you think about the show, and we value your feedback. Be sure to click subscribe on the podcast app you're listening to so you don't miss any shows. We're going to start releasing more episodes later this month. Considering we have hundreds of movies on the market, we're not going to run out of movies. And if you have any of our films that are your favorites that you'd like us to dig in, unpack, and tell the behind-the-scenes stories again, please let us know at explorationfilms.com.
That's a wrap. You've been listening to the Exploration Films podcast. Explorationfilms.com.